At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are just 2 days away from Nebraska, Illinois, Memorial Stadium, 7 p.m., a ranked matchup, Nebraska versus Illinois. We're joined now by Husker Lions' Sean Callahan. Sean, Nebraska is 3-0 for the first time since 2016. I would ask you, what has impressed you the most so far in Nebraska's 3-0 start?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, I think just the turnovers, though, first, the improvement year over year. You go back to last year, just the first two games alone, the quarterback position had 7 turnovers. We've only seen 1 turnover through the first 3 games from the quarterback, and it was really not one that you could be overly critical on. It was a 50-50 ball in the air that was somewhat underthrown, but Jalen Lloyd had it, and it was taken from him on the way to the ground. And then you had the fumble earlier by Dowdell, and that's it for through 3 games. So I think the turnover improvement has been big. Just the efficiency that we've seen the offense operate with. I mean, to open the game with drives of 75, 75, and then 80 yards. We just haven't seen Nebraska do that in a while, where they can put together 3 straight touchdown drives in a row to begin a game. And we knew this defense was going to be good. And I think they've been able to play a lot of players. So that's been impressive. There's 28 guys on the defense that have played over 21 snaps.
Damn.
Through the first 3 games, which, you know, that's an impressive number to be able to play that many guys. So not only have they, you know, played at a high level, the points per game is towards the top in the country in terms of points allowed. They've been able to get a lot of guys playing time as well.
28 players have played 21 snaps or more. Is that right?
Yes.
That is incredible to me. Okay, Foley, Ed, on statewide radio last night, I'm just going to ask you to comment on this comment he made, which I found interesting. He said, the pressure for us on special teams is that the offense and defense are playing close to a championship caliber. Now, what he said, paraphrasing, is we're not playing that. We're not making enough of those championship-type plays right now. Do you see the offense and defense playing close to a championship caliber? I thought that was a really interesting comment.
I think this defense, when fully healthy and on the field and schemed up, is. I mean, I don't think last week, A, they had everybody out there. B, I don't know if they really put a lot on the field as far as scheme. They kept it pretty basic in terms of what they showed. And they played a lot of guys. I mean, they're playing Dylan Parrott and, you know, Keona Davis. And I mean, they're playing a lot of guys on the field.
Yeah, up front.
In key downs up front for that experience. But I do think when the defense we saw against Colorado, the way they played, I mean, that was a high level. They played on defense against a very, very good offense and you know, held their own and shut those guys down for the most part. The old Colorado to this 10 points, that's impressive. I mean, the way they executed on offense last week, 3 in the first half, to have 3 of those touchdown drives like that. But you're right, on special teams, there's just a few things there, and particularly field goal. I mean, can Alfano hit a 42-yarder? You know, I'm not as – I mean, yeah, I'm concerned about the 30-yarders because they missed the 32-yarder, but there's going to be a lot of games coming up here where you've got to make a 42-yard field goal. And if you're up 7-0 and that puts you up 10-0 in a Big Ten football game, that is huge to get up 10-0 or to extend your lead with a field goal. But you've got to have that, prove that. And he said last night as well, Coach Foley that, you know, Vano's still not all the way healthy. He's getting that confidence back. And that is a little concerning now as we go into games where those field goals are going to really matter for Nebraska here this season.
Joined by Sean Kelly. And Sean, the first touchdown of the game was scored by Carter Nelson, true freshman. He also had two catches on that drive in general. What do you expect from him going forward? He's had good usage through three games. What do you expect from him the rest of the season, Sean?
We had to hold back Steve Sippel in the press box.
Oh, come on.
We
did not.
He did? I didn't see video of that, Sean.
I heard his knee hit the table right when Carter.
Whoa. Good. We didn't know about this.
Sean.
No, you know, what's impressive about Carter is he has seven targets, seven catches. Mm.
Yeah, he doesn't drop anything.
Every time they throw the ball to him, it comes right. He pulls it in.
Yep.
And it's a matter of how much more they want to increase his role. Because what we've seen is they've carved in packages for him and where he's going to get the ball. But they've only done it really, you know, two, maybe 3 points of these first three games. Can they do – how do they extend that package for him without making it obvious? Because I do think – there's so limited tape out of him, but when he is in the game, they go to him. So, you know, I would think opposing defenses are going to know when he's in the game, there's a pretty good chance they're going to do something with him in the game. So can they make him just a part of the day-to-day part of the offense where he's out there blocking, doing things? I mean, that's the next step. Because right now we've seen him showcased, but he hasn't really been just a role player within the offense on every down. It's been more of a showcase role every time he's been out there. So that's probably the next step is can they put him in some rotational snaps? There's no doubt, though, he's a matchup nightmare. I mean, you go back and watch the play of that linebacker trying to guard him.
Yeah, good luck.
It was no contest.
Jake is – okay.
Now, I understand the excitement that you had in the press box after that reaction.
All right, Sean, we haven't talked about this much. And you don't talk about it when it's happening. I don't, Sean, how many receiver drops have there been this year? You could count them on one hand, I think.
Not many. Right. I can actually tell you right now here. I'll give you the exact number on air here.
Please.
The drops by the team have been one, and it was by Naor. So there's been one receiver drop on 85 targets.
That is really good, Sean. I mean, that is – it's spectacular. They're not dropping passes.
Yeah, that – I mean, and we've seen games where single receivers in the past have dropped a lot. I mean, I'll go back – I'm just going to go back to the 2022 season, the last season.
Okay.
They had 26 drops in 2022. Trey Palmer, for as good as he was, had 10 drops that year.
10 drops. 10
now,
drops.
He was targeted 110 times. Mm-hmm. You know, so the drops, you're right. I mean, Dylan puts it in a place. Last year, the team had 22 drops.
One through three games is a good number. And I think that is some of it you would say you credit Dylan for where he puts the ball.
And opponent base, too. I mean, last year you're on the road opening up against Colorado, against Minnesota. Those are high stress downs, loud crowds. Mm-hmm. Different circumstances. I do think being at home, there's a comfort to that with what you're doing on offense.
Sure.
Sean, regarding Friday's game, you mentioned Nebraska, if it comes down to a field goal, could be concerning regarding Alvano. But what do you expect? Do you expect this to come down to the wire? What do you expect from Friday's game against the Illini?
I think Nebraska, I mean, that Kansas game's a little deceiving. We were talking about that on Big Red Wrap-Up last night. Michael Sevier brought up a good point that Kansas really had a great chance to win that game, and they were taking control at points, and then they turned it over. I think it's a good matchup for Nebraska because I don't look at Illinois as an explosive, high-powered offense. And I think Nebraska's defense has an advantage with that. The key is Dylan, they're going to get after him. They have to protect him. And can they execute in the run game? You know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The way they've run the ball has been solid. Can they do that against a quality Big Ten defensive front? Because the size of Illinois' defense will be the biggest defensive front Nebraska's faced this year.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
Was that a full nine? Was that 9 minutes?
About 10 minutes, I think we got with Sean.
Okay, that's good. One thing to watch in this game, Illinois is they do have I assume they're good kickers. They have one kicker that's hit a 59-yarder and another kicker who's hit a 52-yarder. Oh. Yeah, so it's sort of interesting. They have two. They have a guy named Ethan Mazkolski. He hit a 59-yarder last week. And then they have a guy named David Olano. Is actually a 50-yarder he hit versus KU. So they and Brett Bielema has talked about how good both of them are. Maybe have so an edge there.
So the controversy would be if it's a 54-yard field goal. Who's taking it? That's going to be... Watch that. Keep controversy. Your eye, that's something you want to watch in the press box.
Yes.
It's a 54-yard field goal. Hang on. Which kicker is it? Step back. Who's coming out?
Bielema. Yeah. So Brett Bielema comes to town on Friday night. Actually, probably Thursday night.
Be in town Thursday, 100%.
Yes.
100. Yeah. Probably, yeah. And most likely they're at the graduate.
Okay.
Yes.
Now he's bringing to town a team that is, they're not great. All right. They're good. They're not great. Do you remember last year what they had up front? They had a second rounder up front. And then a couple other guys who were good. They will not be as good up front. They'll be very good in the secondaries. Is their strength?
It's been their strength. Also, they're taking care of the ball. Altmyer's been around another year. They've been playing complimentary, just very tight to the vest football.
Yep.
And that's what they'll want to do in this game. Obviously, they just want to get it into the fourth quarter.
Altmyer's a situation.
Yeah.
He's a situation.
I see. The interesting part is obviously they're getting a lot of credit for the Kansas game, and they should. Kansas is, I mean, they made them make the errors on some things that they did. But like you said, they're a top 25 team. I don't think they're a top 25 team.
I don't either.
I don't feel that. But they're deserving of the ranking. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that if you really say, okay, these are a top 25 team, I don't think they're quite there yet. But they are coached as a top 10 team. They really are. I mean, Bielema's won three Big Ten championships.
Back to back, by the way.
Did he win three Rose Bowls?
Lost all three of them.
He did. Oh, they lost all three.
Lost all three of the Rose Bowls.
Brett.
Well, the last one he didn't coach in. Barry had him the last one.
That's
against,
right.
Against Stanford.
Because he had taken a job
in Arkansas.
Job, yep.
Yeah, so that was but anyway, three of them.
I have great respect for Bielema.
That's hard to do. And that, remember, in the league, now 1 year, I believe it was,
that's Ohio really
State
hard
wasn't
to do.
Eligible.
That was 2012.
Still, I don't care. It's still hard to do.
Yeah, really hard to do.
The year that Nebraska lost to them is the one, they were actually third in the division. Ohio State and Penn State were ahead of Wisconsin. They made it by default and still beat Nebraska 70-31.
That was Bielema?
That was Bielema. That was his third. 2010, 2011, 2012.
So he knows how to do it. He's a disciple of Hayden Fry, so we played for. Coached with Barry. And coached at Snyder at Kansas State. So it's not a bunch like, what do you guys think? just get the triple reverse passes out, man. That's how it's going to go down. Nope.
No.
They know how to build a roster. They know how the things want. They want things done with that. And he is a really fun guy to be around. Bielema is. He really is. Yeah, he's just a great guy. He strikes me that way.
If you want a spread update here, I told you, opened at 10.
Please, Jeff.
Are you sure it opened at 10? Because there was pushback on X. I'm
positive it opened at 10, for those who want to push back. It opened at 10 somewhere, at least.
Okay.
It
no, did. I heard people talking on the radio about it that. Did. I think Jake's right.
As of right now, it's down to 7.5 Nebraska, which I think is that's what it should be.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
6.5, 7.5. That's the good spot.
That's what we thought out of the gate it should be. Okay, so that's
over
good.
Under 42.5.
Ooh, those are really good numbers by Vegas. I mean, they're good in that they're challenging. I don't know what I do. If you said, Sipple, you got to put 100 on it. I don't know what I do right now. 7.5 is a perfect number. I'd be inclined probably to pick Illinois to cover, Nebraska to win, Illinois to cover. So a closer game than 7.5.
I don't think it'll even be close.
You don't.
I think it's
you called Colorado.
I think it's going to be a little bit different this game. I think it's going to be a little tighter early. Nebraska gets away late, whether before it's been just out of the gate, that type of thing. You want to hear a Bielema story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, please.
I hadn't slept for a year, a full year. And I get home when I was coaching at Rutgers, and I'm on my couch, and it's the only time in the last maybe 14 months that I had like nothing to do with that afternoon, whatever it was. I came in.
What time of year?
It would have been after recruiting. It was after recruiting.
So spring?
Well, right after recruiting. When would that be? Like February.
Okay.
And so I just got in. Early spring. Just got in like that, and I had some time, and I just passed out on the couch. And I wake up, and I've got like 6 missed phone calls from Bielema.
Oh.
And he wanted to talk to me about coming to Arkansas. And,
oh, really?
Okay.
And I was at Rutgers. I didn't go because I was just too tired. I was just, honest to God, that was the main reason. I was just too tired. I go, I don't have the energy to move, to pack up my stuff.
You were that tired?
I was that tired. I go, I don't have the energy, I don't think, to just pack up and go to Arkansas. I was just too tired. That's,
really?
That's how beat down you were. It was just.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it was a beat down.
I hate that.
But
that was how tired. You were new level of tired.
And so, but it was fun. It's fun talking to him on the phone. He's a great guy. And
I wonder what that would have been like.
Yeah. Well, it would have been his last year. The year that I didn't go, he got let go.
Oh, that's a problem.
But anyway.
He wanted you as the lifeline. You could have saved the ship.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
What do you have done?
He needed you to save the ship, and you were too tired.
Too tired. I woke up, and there were 6 missed calls from Brett Bielema.
Go to Fayetteville,
which is just FYI incredible.
How incredible is Fayetteville?
It's incredible. I'm telling you.
I've been there. I don't remember.
Are you in on Woo Pig Suey?
Oh, yes. I'm in Woo Pig Suey. And I'd put the plastic hog hat on. I'd do it all.
I've been to Fayetteville, but now just a hotel.
Their facilities are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Their facilities, they have Walmart money and Tyson Chicken money.
They got money.
They got real money.
And we're going to talk about money in the SEC later.
We are. By the way, before we get to break, segment 2.
Hashholes?
Segment 2. No, we have to do that. Segment 2, though, is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know Beck's. That volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the 3 Fs, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
They had, you know, quite a competition around the surrounding states, and Husker Harvest won. They had the best Husker Harvest scene. Yeah, Trevor throws a party. You know that. You've worked for him. I mean, you're like an employee of Trevor.
Trevor is amazing.
Yeah, Trevor's amazing. So
he is.
Husker Harvest was just one of those events that was just, they just knocked it out of the park. And that's what those guys do.
Trevor, there's some people who are willing to coordinate things and make sure things go off correctly.
He's very detailed. Like your arrival was not like, I bet you had a parking place, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I did. I didn't use it, but he guided me into the place. Like I didn't need it, but he guided me in.
He had GPS on, right. So I could have drove to it.
Right, but then he was waiting for you. He made sure you got in the building correctly. It was amazing.
Big shy.
Yeah.
Trevor,
yeah.
Back hybrids. When we come back, mailbag and song of the day.
The bag. Break, I take it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.